I might. I might can.
I'm not sure, but I might.
Might.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tell me the name of a bird that can see in the dark.
A bat.
All right. How about some other bird that can... A night bird.
Ooh. A nightingale.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
An owl.
All right. Name all the owls that you can think of, the kinds, the names that you might use.
A hoot owl.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
That's all I know is a hoot owl.
How about the kind that go at night? The little owl that sits in the trees and you hear him sometimes at night.
Screech owl.
Screech owl, yes. Sometimes an owl stays around the farmyards in the barn. What kind of owl is he?
I don't know. Not familiar.
Well, a barn owl. They are not very usual in this area. What did you call the little owl that says whee?
Screech owl.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you call the big owl that hoots the what?
The hoot owl.
All right. What do you call the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker.
Have you ever used any funny or humorous names for a woodpecker?
I haven't, but my husband uses that name. If we go somewhere and we see see a person and he's just kind of taking over the conversation and showing off, my husband will say, well, who's that peckerwood?
All right, so you use the term peckerwood. Well, I'm glad to hear that. That's a very unusual term. And when I was a little girl, we used peckerwood humorously. My sister and I used to call the woodpecker the peckerwood, and we might make rhymes or jingles about the peckerwood. All right. What are some of the things that you call the black and white animal with a very powerful smell?
Polecat.
Mm-hmm. What else do you call him?
Skunk.
Have you heard any humorous names for him, for the skunk? When you were a little girl, did you ever make jokes about them? Or?
Yeah, if people in school that we sat next to didn't smell too sweet, we'd say, oh, they smell like a polecat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. What kind of animals come and raid hen houses? Do you know of any that might do that?
The fox.
The fox? Think of some small
ones. Oh, cats.
Cats. Small animals.
Snakes.
Well, snakes might. Would you have a name for all of these small predator-type animals that come prowling around? Well, reptiles would be the snake.
Yeah.
But, small animals like weasels and rats and mice some term that you might use.
Vomit.
Is that a word that you have used?
Well, I always think about vomits as something flying, bugs that would bother us when we were mm-hmm. sitting on the porch. We'd always say, what kind of vomit is that?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a connection mm-hmm. I had as being a vomit.
Mm-hmm. What do you know about squirrels? How many different kind of squirrels can you name?
I'm not familiar with squirrels.
I don't know the names.
Yeah, we have plenty in the
what
neighborhood.
What kind are the squirrels in your neighborhood? Do you
but
know?
I don't know what kind they are.
Do you just say squirrel?
I just say
or do
squirrel.
Do you ever say cat squirrel?
No, I never say cat squirrel. I just say squirrel.
Does anyone in your family hunt?
Yes, my sons and my husband hunt.
Would they know the difference in a cat squirrel?
I'm sure they would.
A fox squirrel and a... Have you heard that term?
No, I haven't heard those terms, but I feel like they would know.
All right. Then you haven't heard of the red squirrel?
No, I haven't.
All right. How about chipmunks? Do you have any chipmunks in your neighborhood?
No, we haven't seen any.
Have you seen chipmunks in Newnan?
I've seen them in Newnan, but not in my neighborhood.
Have you ever heard them called anything else?